There's no denying it. At root, all of us are sexual creatures with appetites given to us by God to be used as He intended. And since we all have sexual desires, it's easy to be trapped into satisfying those desires outside of God's will by putting sex in the wrong context. Today, a probing look at the damage done by the flood of pornography on the internet and in our media. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our current series describes seven secret snares that can trap the Christian. Today we turn to snare number four as Dr. Lutzer speaks on pornography, the soul defiled.
Well, friends, as you know, we are drowning in a river of sensuality. It's a story that in principle has happened a million times. A young man discovers his father's pornography, gets hooked on it as a child. We should not be surprised at that because about 70% of all pornography falls into the hands of children. Primary buyers today are teenagers. And he becomes hooked, and even in college, the images and the sense of attachment is there. But this particular man became a Christian, and even though he became a Christian, he still struggled, though he loved it and hated it simultaneously. Later on, when he was married, he did not tell his wife about his secret addiction, and when it was discovered, they had a very difficult time. She had a very difficult time, and it took a long time before they could work through all of the problems that this revelation brought to light. To quote his words exactly, he said, "I lived like a double agent for the CIA, leading two different lives." His story could be multiplied many times. As you know, this is a series of messages titled Seven Secret Snares. We've talked about alcoholism and greed and gambling, and today it is pornography. You know, the time was when pornography was limited to magazines, oftentimes magazines behind the counter. Today it is everywhere. For example, you can rent movies. I was brought up at a time when Christians didn't even watch movies. And that was at the time when they were very tame and often very family-oriented. Today, we can not only see those movies, but contemporary ones with all of their risque behavior, with all of their violence and sensuality. And all that can now be brought into our homes. I think, for example, of the internet, a virtual pornography shop in your home. I need to tell you that a few years ago we logged on to the internet, and the night after the connection was made, I had a horrific demonic nightmare. In fact, even though I wrote it down the next day, I would not have had to because it is so incredibly vivid. Three evil spirits were pinning me against a wall, and they were saying, "We are going to destroy you in your own home." Wow. I'll tell you, I woke up the next morning and I knew exactly that God in His grace had allowed this nightmare. Because what those spirits, I think, were trying to say, and what God was letting them tell me through this experience, was now that you're hooked up to the internet, with a click of the mouse, you could be in that whole world of pornography. And I'll tell you that because of that dream, if I'm ever tempted to cross that line and to say, "Well, now, what is there really on the internet anyway?" I'm reminded that evil spirits would like me to do that, to destroy me. And they are destroying some of you, aren't they? Young woman who did not have lesbian tendencies began to get into lesbian pornography on the internet and soon ended up having the experiences of lesbianism. Remember the basic principle, we're learning it here as we talk about addictions and snares, is that whatever it is that we give ourselves to, Whatever it is that we commit ourselves to, we end up being the servant, and the sin and the addiction becomes the master. So you have the internet, telephone sex. You say, well, how in the world do you ever get into that? Well, very easy. Pick up the telephone and dial the right number. Spoke to a man who did it one time just out of curiosity. That terrible word, curiosity. Hooked. Because all of the euphoria that we've talked about in previous messages that accompany addiction was all there. And now the question is, how do I break the chains that bind me? During the Middle Ages, there was a man who prided himself in making chains that could not be broken. And one day he ended in prison and looked at the chains on his arms and on his wrists, and he discovered that they had his seal, his sign. Then there are therapists. I remember counseling a woman who was told by the therapist, you know, you're hung up on this business of sexuality. What you really need to do is to get it all out of your system. And he sent her to a movie that was so terrible, so vile, that she vomited on the floor of the theater. And it was there that she actually received some evil spirits that we needed to deal with. Remember, this is Satan's territory. Somebody told me on Wednesday that he went to even a supposed Christian counselor, I emphasize the word supposed, who told him, you have to get acquainted with that dark side, and until you become acquainted with that dark side of your life and enter into these worlds, you can't really have that revelation of self-authentication. Oh, mercy. That's like telling a mouse, you know, in order for you to really understand this business of snares and traps, what you need to do is you need to take some of the cheese from the trap. And then when it snaps, you'll have a whole new vista of self-understanding at that moment. And then what do we say about television itself, which is becoming more pornographic? A television writer who writes some of those sitcoms said, you have to get people to laugh at adultery, homosexuality, and incest because it breaks down their resistance to it. Everybody agrees that the Jerry Springer show is trash. Actually, it's worse than trash. Trash is something you can deal with, at least we do where we live, week by week in a very systematic way. This is worse. And it's not just that. We have someone perverse on radio, such as Howard Stern, and that's only the tip of an iceberg. There's so much sensuality out there, perversion, so much destruction, and it's being funneled right into our homes. And somebody must be watching it, according to the ratings, or it wouldn't be on there. Millions are. Why is it that we should be so concerned about these things? Do you know that there is a connection between pornography and other vices and crimes? There's no question about it, because what you see, you want to act out. And I could give you stories about that, but I'll spare you. Because along with pornography, oftentimes there is a cluster of all kinds of other sins. And it may include prostitution or peep shows, or whatever. I mean, it comes with a whole range of options. And once you give yourself to that, it's not up to you to really decide where it's going to go. It's out of your hands, because remember, you are the servant and it becomes the master. Back in 1953, when Hefner began to make pornography mainstream, at that time, you did not have somebody's wife and somebody's daughter being raped every 6 minutes in the United States. We have that today. It is not a victimless crime. And then another reason it's important is that for those who are occasional users, pornography is more common, and it is we are more susceptible to it than any other addiction, I think. For example, we're not born with a desire for alcohol. That may be acquired. You may have a disposition to it, but you're not necessarily born with that desire, or a desire for gambling. But sexuality is so much a part of who we are. And today I'm going to be talking primarily about men and their struggles with pornography. But let's not be naive. Women also have those struggles. According to Dobson, about 50% of Christian men, and I emphasize the word Christian, struggle in some sense, at some level, with pornography. Some of us have not had any acquaintance with addictions like drugs and alcohol and gambling. They hold no temptation to us. But we know the temptations of the flesh, don't we? All of us have seen things that we regret having seen. We know the power of these images, and we struggle. And may I remind you that you don't have to be a pornography user to have a pornographic mind, because even within our own souls, those desires sometimes give way to those expressions. Peter in the New Testament said these words. He says, "Abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul." And it is a war. I've entitled this message, "Pornography, the Soul Defiled." And what a battle it is. And you know that in a war, there's always one side that seeks to win. One side seeks to dominate. And the intention is to fight to the death. To fight to the death. Remember that you'll never understand addictions unless you realize that they promise all the same things that God promises. We've learned that. And take all that information that we gave on the addictive personality last time, and you can put it right here with all of its trances and its euphoria and its bondage and its sickness and its sin. Pornography promises like a god, but it pays like the devil. Now I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the fifth chapter, to the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is speaking on what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And he is giving a deeper interpretation of the law because, you know, the Pharisees of his time, they recognized that it was wrong to commit adultery. That was one of the commandments. But they limited it to acting out. And Jesus here gives a remarkable statement. And by the time we're finished, I believe that he's going to help us, Jesus is. He's going to help us find our way out.
This is Pastor Lutzer. We live in an age that is inundated with sensuality and pornography. Here's an assignment. Go into a convenience store that's close to you and look at all of the things that are available that represent the worldview in which we live. For example, you may find lottery tickets, horoscopes, cigarettes, tabloids, pornography, and many, many other things that remind us that we live in a very, very peculiar age when sin is available almost everywhere. And if there's ever been a time in our lives when we need to be able to guard our hearts, it most assuredly is today. And that's why the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. I leave you today with this thought. Wherever the mind goes, the man follows. Let me say that again. Wherever the mind goes, the man follows. Guard your heart.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with part one of Pornography, the Soul Defiled, the fifth message in his series on seven secret snares. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This series can be yours in the book Seven Snares of the Enemy by Dr. Lutzer. Your copy will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next Running to Win.